AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Congress is taking up racism and violence against Asian Americans. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says it's long been a problem, fueled by bigoted words from Donald Trump and others he says have led to attacks on Asian Americans.
We must condemn rhetoric that is racist.
But at a House subcommittee hearing, Texas Republican Chip Roy said that's a dangerous slope.
Who decides what is hate? Who decides what is the kind of speech that deserves policing?
Repeatedly referring to China's Communist Party and the coronavirus's spread. Appearing as a witness at the hearing, New York Democrat Grace Meng blasted Roy, saying he can talk about whatever other country he wants.
But you don't have to do it by putting a bullseye on the back of Asian Americans across this country, on our grandparents, on our kids.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A White House official says the U.S. is planning to send a combined 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to Mexico and Canada in its first export of shots. Tens of millions of doses have been stockpiled in the U.S. should it receive emergency use authorization. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio got a coronavirus shot today, the Johnson & Johnson one-dose shot.
We will report on the next 24 hours. Very normal. People have a little bit of reaction for the first 24 hours, as with a flu shot and other vaccines. But a great feeling when you know you've been vaccinated and you can protect your loved ones.
Oregon State University's Board of Trustees placed President F. King Alexander on probation for his role in handling sexual misconduct complaints while he was at Louisiana State University. The Biden administration is reversing a Trump administration policy. Students who were defrauded by their colleges and received only partial relief from their federal loans could now see them fully canceled. This is AP News. There may be a delay up to a month for vaccinations in Britain for people under 50.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency say there's no evidence that the vaccine causes blood clots in veins. The agency says a further review of 5 reports in the UK of a rare type of clot in the brain is continuing. But the condition, which can occur naturally, has been reported in less than 1 in a million people vaccinated so far, and no causal link has been established. The agency also says the benefits of the vaccine against COVID-19 continue to outweigh any risks, and the public should continue to get their vaccine. Zaria Shackley, London.
The creative director of the Tokyo Olympics, Hiroshi Sasaki, resigned after making demeaning comments about a well-known female celebrity in Japan. Sasaki was in charge of the opening and closing ceremonies. He made the comments in question about well-known entertainer Naomi Watanabe. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.